Now to that revelation from Hollywood actor Charlie Sheen, not only that he's HIV positive, but that he was blackmailed about it and paid out millions to prevent it being made public. In an interview on US television, he's admitted that he was diagnosed with the disease 4 years ago. HIV awareness groups say his attempt to cover it up is a sign of the stigma still associated with the virus, as Thomas Ariti reports.
Charlie Sheen has made headlines for years, often due to his erratic behaviour. But he says he hopes his latest move will do some good.
I'm here to admit that I am in fact HIV positive. I have to put a stop to this onslaught, this barrage of attacks and of sub-truths.
In an interview with the NBC's Today Show, Charlie Sheen revealed that he was diagnosed with HIV after suffering some migraines about 4 years ago. And what followed was years of blackmail. The actor said that people who knew demanded millions of dollars.
I trusted them. They were deep in my inner circle, and I thought that they could be helpful. And instead, my trust turned to their treason.
Charlie Sheen said that on one occasion, a prostitute had taken a photo of his antiretroviral medication and threatened to sell the image to the press. And he said that after today's interview, he wouldn't have to give her any more money. But by paying millions to hide his diagnosis for years, has Charlie Sheen actually helped the efforts of many groups in raising awareness about HIV/AIDS? Rob Lake is the executive director of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations.
Extortion is a terrible thing to hear, but you know, he's been able to come out and you know acknowledge that and talk about it, which is a great thing.
But Rob Lake says it highlights the stigma that's still associated with HIV. He says Charlie Sheen is not the first person who's wanted to keep the diagnosis to himself.
Disclosing their status is a really big thing, and particularly, you know, we're not talking about telling your family or telling your friends and stuff like that. We're talking about telling the world. I think it says that in many parts of the world, including Australia, having HIV is seen to be some sort of shameful secret.
Charlie Sheen admits having unprotected sex with two women since his diagnosis, but he says he told them he was HIV positive before that. And they've been examined by his doctor, Robert Huizenga, who accompanied the actor during the interview. Sheen says it's impossible that he transmitted the virus to others. But Dr. Huizenga was asked for his opinion.
Individuals who are optimally treated, who have undetectable viral loads, who responsibly use protection, have an incredibly low, it's incredibly rare to transmit the virus. We can't say that that's zero, but it's a very, very low number.
Associate Professor Rebecca Guy is from the Kirby Institute for Infection and Immunity at the University of New South Wales. She agrees with Dr. Huizenga, but with one clarification.
I guess the message is a person who's on treatment, it's a very low risk of transmitting HIV to someone else, but they need to have an ongoing undetectable viral load. And that means staying on treatment and not, you know, stopping treatment at any point.
Charlie Sheen says he has never missed taking his medication. But in the interview, Dr. Huizenga said he was petrified that the actor would stop. In the meantime, Cipriano Martinez from the National Association of People with HIV Australia says the revelation has started a positive discussion.
It really signals the beginning of the end of HIV criminalisation and stigmatisation, because people will now have the conversation around what does undetectable viral load mean, and that it means that you are non-infectious if you maintain that successfully.
That's Cipriano Martinez from the National Association of People with HIV Australia, ending that report from Thomas Ariti.